this is not about the nuclear issue. Now, I don't want to downplay the fact that, yes, like countries like a North Korea or maybe even a Pakistan, or countries that do have that nuclear deterrence, yes, it does make countries that want to attack it have second thoughts. But the issue with Iran, since as is one of now, you know, 40 years since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, in which Iran has refused, unlike the vast majority of the surrounding Arab nations, to subordinate itself to the American Empire. And so since that time, sanctions, the kind of the killings of nuclear scientists in Iran and all sorts of things, basically international terrorism against Iran, the country they say is a sponsor, but a whole bunch of international terrorism within Iran, sponsoring of groups actually from the Pakistani side of the border with Iran through Balochistan, and groups like the MEK, the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, it's constantly been about regime change in Tehran, and I believe it's the same thing in Moscow as well. It's not about kind of Ukraine, this and that. It's ultimately, they want regime change. So, you know, for Iran right now, I mean, this is the difficult situation. We've seen over the past now almost 2 years that the what we can call the axis of resistance have suffered a lot of major setbacks in that regard. And right now, you know how it works, right? I mean, it's the U.S., Israel, and their allies, they can commit all forms of atrocities and terrorism. But once, you know, the Hamas hits back, or Hezbollah, or Iranians, they are then blamed for it. And, you know, after these strikes occur, the Europeans sell, oh, no, don't strike back. You know, something good will come, hopefully, you know, in the next 50 years from you not striking back. But literally, this has been the case. I mean, that negotiation thing you were talking about, Israelis unleash, you know, this decapitation and fierce attack on, what was it, on the 13th. And on the Sunday, the Americans are still expecting the Iranians to come to the negotiating table. And so it has all been such a charade. And I think that what Trump did now, really exposes it, what we all knew. And the fact, the audacity for him to say, look, I've done this now. Now they should come to the negotiation table and we can finish this up. I mean, what can you say more than that? You know?
So Iran continues its self-defense and retaliatory strikes on the Zionist entity, calculated, circumspect. Yes. They are executing major damages on key sites.
Major damage to Israel. Now, the real question is how much are they able to, are they willing to actually take on American assets in the region, the bases, this, that, and the other. And Iran has never wanted to, but of course the Israelis had the opposite thing. Get the Americans involved so that, you know, they can really go after Iran. It wouldn't even have surprised me if the Israelis did a false flag operation just to get the Americans involved against the Iranians. So this is the real question going forward. They're doing enormous damage to the Israelis who are trying to cover up all of that. They're not letting them take pictures, but we're seeing what's going on. But what we have to be really now vigilant and cautious about is that this does not expand to this war with the United States, which will just be a disaster, not just for the region, but for the world.
Absolutely. Now, Professor, you brought Pakistan into the question a couple of minutes ago. Someone sent us a WhatsApp into our WhatsApp line.
Mistake happened, but yeah.
0292 via the WhatsApp line saying, Salams, Pakistan, particularly the military, has been captured for a long period of time. Last week we spoke about Asim Munir, attending a working lunch with Donald Trump, etc., etc. Shortly after that working meeting, an announcement was made that they would like to nominate Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, this is just a joke. Yeah. It is honestly a joke. It once again highlights the double standards
Yes. General Munir commanded, and again, works, commanded the Pakistani government to put on the official website, the first page, opening page, that we are strongly urging for the Nobel Committee to give it to Donald Trump. And the funny thing, of course, is then the next day, Trump bombs Iran. And we condemn this bombing of Iran by your great peacemaker Trump. I mean, even they have reduced themselves to such a joke as well, the Pakistanis. But please go on. I interrupted you.
No, you know, Professor, a lot of Muslims with pride globally when Zionist entity committed its act of aggression and terror on Iran last week, Pakistani government officials obviously stood up and condemned these attacks, saying that they will be in full support of Iran, etc., as a lot of the other Gulf states do. But we know they are the second Iron Dome for the Zionist entity. But then Muslims were saying, at least Iran has Pakistan in the West Asian region. Little do we realize that the Pakistani military is unfortunately that double-edged sword, that if our government officials from Pakistan are saying one thing, the Pakistani military will hold the power. Yeah. They are moving in a different direction.
Absolutely. And actually, that's been the role. It's not even so much that the Pakistani kleptocratic corrupt politicians, the two main political parties, as if they've been supporters of the Palestinians or have been real antagonists of the military. No, they usually agree on this. They just know this is nice to say to pacify domestic sentiment, just like the Arab rulers. I mean, you know, they were talking about Pakistan. I had to remind people, well, you know, MBS called Ayatollah Khamenei to condemn what Israel did. I mean, it's not just Pakistan. We've heard the nice condemnatory language of Israel for now almost 2 years. Mm. Which Muslim country has even sent a bullet during this time? I mean, other than Iran, to the people of Gaza, as Pakistan, as Turkey. I mean, so it's we've heard this, been there, and the Pakistani elites, in particular, the military and political elites, they have been salivating over the opportunity to improve relationships with Israel, because they know the closest, the fastest way to the heart of Washington D.C.